Canadian teens in Ontario that were recently out just all night, you know, doing their thing, doing what teens do. And they didn't go home until about like 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what they were doing at that point.
Crazy Canucks.
They needed their donuts, you know, like late in the morning, some Tim Hortons.
Do they have donuts? Do they do donuts in Canada?
Yeah, Tim Hortons.
I guess Tim Hortons.
Come on.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, they weren't doing much at all. They were actually helping out stranded motorists, you know, get home. So there was a 15-year-old, 17-year-old, 18-year-old, and I think one more that they didn't actually name here. And they're getting a lot of praise on social media because they spent the night in the pool, and then they actually decided to drive to Tim Hortons to grab a late night snack. See, I
of
told
course.
You.
Exactly.
It was coming. I knew it was coming. And then when they were on the road, they noticed the car was broken down and it was smoking, so they had pulled over and talked to the woman who was in the vehicle, and she was like, yeah, I don't know what to do, can't afford a tow truck. And so they were like, all right, we're gonna help you out. So they had the woman put the car in neutral, and then they pushed her all the way home, which,
oh
by the way,
gosh.
4 miles.
4 miles?
Yes. That's determination right there. And another stranger actually saw them and trailed them, you know, to his car to make sure they stayed safe and everything. And,
wow.
Yeah, just an incredible story, really, because, you know, what are you doing? You're out late at night getting some donuts, and then you're like, car's stranded. Might as well help out this lady.
Best part of that story is the fact that they can now go back to Tim Hortons and get more food because they just burned off all those calories. So why not get some more?
That's like 4 miles, though. Can you imagine pushing a car for that long? I know you got four people there, but that's still a lot.
I've pushed a car about a half mile. That's about as far as I've ever pushed it.
How'd you feel after that?
Awful.
I'd imagine so.
My brother thought, we both broke down, ran out of gas. Uh-huh. We pushed the car, but he said, I need to steer, so I'm going to sit in the driver's seat.
Like, of course.
You just go ahead and push it. Good thing was it was a small car, but still, I was very, very tired.
Totally. I've helped some friends push their cars a couple times before, and yeah, even just with like two or three people, it's still quite the challenge, especially when you're, you know, if you ever hit like a little downhill or something and you have to give it that extra oomph. Because I'd imagine not everything was flat land on the way there for them.
Oh, absolutely not. They have, what do they got in Canada? Like mountains and stuff that they had to push those over?
Yeah, I should probably work on my, you know, my Canada geography so I can figure out, you know.
All there is a bunch of mountains and Tim Hortons. That's all there is in Canada.
Perfect.
But that's the happy headline for today. If you know of great stories, whether they be in Canada or anywhere around the world or right in our backyard, we'd love to hear about it. So it can be the next happy headline brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe.